Then Jayed saw the assassin pistol at Turl's side. He stepped back. He raised his mangy paws.
Wait, Turl. You don't understand.
What was he trying to do? Open his shirt? Reach for a secret weapon? It made no difference. Turl stepped into an exact position and raised the gun to an exact height, putting it on a direct line from Numph to Jayed. Turl fired one accurate, deadly shot into Jayed's heart. Jayed was trying to say something, some protest. He was dead, crumpled and mangy on the green-stained carpet. Turl thrilled a bit with the murder. Jayed had been afraid. But this was no time for self-indulgence. A calm, masterful Turl turned to Numph. Numph was sitting there in terror. Turl thought it was delicious, but he had a job to do.
Don't worry, Numph. That fellow was an agent of the IBI come to smoke you out. He hasn't. You're safe. I have saved your life.
Numph tremblingly laid his own gun down on the desktop. He was panting, but much relieved. Turl walked up on the side of Numph that held the gun. He raised the assassin gun quickly. Numph's eyes shot wide. His mouth opened in incredulity. Turl pushed the muzzle of the silent weapon against Numph's head and pulled the firing catch. The jolt knocked Numph sideways. Green blood began to pour from a wound that went all the way through his head. A calm, completely in charge, cool Turl steadied the body and then tipped it forward so that it fell across the desk. He arranged the still twitching arm so that it might have fired the shot. The twitches stopped. Numph was dead. Working with precision and care, he put a remote-controlled blast cap in the barrel of Numph's gun. Turl produced a new weapon from his boot. He went over to Jayed's body and put the stiffening paw around the butt on it. Into the muzzle of Jayed's gun, he put the second remote-control cap. He looked around. It was all in order. Walking casually, but very silently, he ghosted on out to the nearly empty recreation hall, entering as though just coming in from outside, even taking his breathe mask off. He ordered a saucepan of kerbango from the attendant. It was Turl's usual routine. He was a little surprised to notice he needed it. After a few minutes, when the yawning attendant was hinting he wanted to close up and was letting down a blind in preparation for the morrow, Turl casually put his hand in his pocket. He pressed the first remote. Far off, there was a muzzled explosion. The attendant looked up, listening, looking toward the other end of the compound. Turl pressed the second remote. There was another explosion.
That sounded like gunfire,
said the attendant. A door slammed somewhere. Somebody else had heard it.
It did, didn't it?
Said Turl. He stood up.
Sounded like it was in the compound. Let's see if we can find it.